small airports in our region are the lifeblood of their communities. But passengers have been few and far between since the pandemic hit, and these regional airports are reporting huge losses. There was some relief, however, in the federal government's fiscal statement earlier this week. Manette Pascher is executive director of the Atlantic Canada Airports Association. She joins me live by phone. Ms. Pascher, good morning.
Good morning.
Your reaction to the air sector support?
Yeah, we're pleased to see the air sector relief program announced in the fiscal economic statement. And really, at this stage, we're anxiously awaiting the details. It could take a few weeks to understand fully what programs are available for the airports in this region. And, you know, some are for small airports, some are for large airports. So just really waiting for more details to understand exactly how it will impact all of our airports. But pleased to see it.
Now, like you just mentioned, still waiting for a lot of these details, but is this support enough?
Yeah, I think, you know, our airports have suffered such huge losses in aviation overall. We're down 90%, and I think that's why the government recognized this sector in their statement, but we feel a lot needs to be done. We have a really bumpy road ahead. We're hopeful that there'll be some good support for airports in this statement. But in addition to that, really, our sector is going to need support for our air carrier partners. The government has signaled that they will continue those discussions with them. And it's quite urgent for our region. If we don't see that come forward, we're not feeling good about losing more routes in this region. So I think the stakes are high and it's an urgent situation, and would like to see our government and our air carrier partners come to some agreement that can help them move forward financially.
Yeah, and on that note, what more is needed?
Yeah, I mean, I think they need liquidity. I mean, governments, all G7 governments around the world have helped their main air carrier partners. And, you know, we're 9 months into this pandemic and our air carrier partners haven't had any support. So we do need to see that. And I think I shouldn't say any support, because the wage subsidy program has been a big help. But when your revenues are down 90% for such an extended period of time, I think special help is needed for this sector. You know, when we look to the other side of this, we know this pandemic's going to come to an end. There's a lot of talk about vaccines, but our province and territories, you know, in order to get back in an upswing economically and to welcome tourists next summer, we're really going to need airports and airlines are going to be critical to rebuilding our strong economies, to bringing people here. And we're not that far away from that. So we need to understand both the federal government's plans for testing at airports and also how our provinces plan to move forward. You know, the vaccines are one piece, but that rollout could take till the fall. And over the next 3 to 4 months, we really need to know how Canada and our region are going to participate in the global tourism recovery if we're expecting to welcome people next summer. So I know right now we're kind of in this heat of the pandemic, but we're looking forward to the summer and talking about how we're going to rebound.
And now with revenues down 90% and so few passengers, how have these smaller regional airports even survived?
Yeah, there's been a lot of cost cutting, and, you know, our airports have really been using their safety capital reserve. So this is money like for Deer Lake that would be they need for their runway rehabilitation in the next 2 years, and Gander. So, I mean, it can take airports that size a decade to build their capital reserves to be able to afford infrastructure upgrades that are safety related. They've been using that capital to get through this time. Airports like St. John's have actually been borrowing and, you know, essentially they're on their credit card borrowing to keep going, to keep their operations going, because airports have massive fixed costs and we've cut all we can. And this pandemic has gone on a lot longer than anyone would have anticipated. So I think this federal government relief is going to be an important piece, but it's not certainly going to make our airports whole again. No one is of the mindset of that. So I think it's going to take a few things, and really we need to get back to a place where we have some organic market rebound, and that's going to take vaccines and testing and moving forward both federally and our provinces.
We're speaking with Executive Director of the Atlantic Canada Airports Association, Manette Pascher. And Manette, why is it so important to keep these regional airports operating?
Yeah, these regional airports are so key to their economies. I think, you know, if you look at Deer Lake, like that's the airport on the west coast of Newfoundland. This is how rotational workers go out west and come home, or, you know, Gander. I mean, that community is built around aviation. They've had Air Canada there since the 1940s serving that community. So I think we know that communities need airports where, you know, in order to bring business here and in order for our people to go elsewhere. Airports are a key part of growing our economy. And I think there's a lot of people that probably wouldn't live in our communities if they couldn't get access to larger markets for their business. So I think there's a business piece, and there's also, you know, Newfoundlanders, it's nice to get away and who want to escape the weather and get to Florida. And I think, you know, so airports play a key role in a number of aspects of our society, but it isn't just travel and fun. It's also essential.
Monette Pascher, Executive Director of the Atlantic Canada Airports Association, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you.